No, and speaking of marauding, I did take a trip out west of Tofino some time ago, and I noticed there was some clear-cutting on the mountains. Have you any comments regarding what purpose or usefulness that action might have had?
I suppose when we wipe our asses, it's made up of the fibers of the living tree. It comes down to everyday living, everything that we've used and discarded and gratified ourselves by putting it in the recycling bin.
Now, there's a point. Gotta say, you're making a good one there. Something about wiping our behinds and, making use of our natural resources in that, with the clear cutting that's going on and the softwood lumber situation that we're having with the United States of America and the fact that they've lost gas from the Gulf of Mexico due to the terrible Category 5 Hurricane Katrina that went through New Orleans in early September, or August 29th, actually. Does humanity's actions have any direct relevance to that event?
Certainly, in the sweetness of irony, we have seen a phenomenon of nature take down the core of the problem of the instability. We've seen a storm that grew in proportion because the ocean currents had heated the water, and you can see it manifested on satellite photographs, as apparent as you could possibly make it, that we're looking at a growth created by overheating.
I saw some CNN coverage of an engineer from NASA who showed us pictures of the hurricane itself being taken by satellites, a photograph with infrared showing all the patterns inside of that due to their heat element. The CNN report said that the waters in the Gulf of Mexico provided 98% fuel efficiency. What does that mean to you, and how does that relate to the heating of the waters, as you explained?
Well, obviously, our carbon addiction is meaning that we have transformed the makeup of the climate, and we've got overheating surfaces of planet Earth right now. We can all experience that. And when things warm up, they get a little more chaotic. And in this case, they got really chaotic. Well, not so chaotic, actually. Such a phenomenon is incredibly concentrated. It's like boiling water. When you heat up the stove, then it goes into these rolling boils. That's what we're doing with our climate right now. And it's ironic that this comes ashore on the biggest import and energy creator on the North American continent, other than Alberta.
I had mentioned earlier about the area of New Orleans and the Gulf of Mexico. Ancient cultures, we can learn from them. And do you believe in New Orleans? Was there a reason for it to be built, even though it was under sea level?
All the same story. The creation of New Orleans was part of the French strategy of controlling North America. And the Mississippi port, the place of entry into the Mississippi, was considered to be strategic.
Here's a topic that nobody ever wants to discuss. The Louisiana Purchase. Can you fill us in on that?
Not very much, other than the Americans got a bargain. However, they're paying for it now.
Nobody wants to talk about it. You see what I mean? This is Paul Richmond. I'm here in the forest in Minden in the great Halliburton Highlands. You can hear around me the sounds of nature fluttering, including mankind's way of entertaining themselves with boats and water skis and other various toys that consume gas. I'd like to thank my guest, Greg Allen, for being here with me in the forests of Minden.
Let's get back to ranching and gathering.
Yes, it's time to build a fire. Thank you, resonance of the universe.
The jewel and the heather grows wild. what I miss in my dreams. And when I wake, it's not as bad.